Kai and the CCC at first missed the easy banter she'd had on Vanguard's bridge when she was captain. But with every minute in the combat zone, she appreciated more and more the wealth of data pouring into the CCC, the lack of distractions. She lost track of time, concentrating on the movement of the enemy ships, her ships, the moray ships. For the first time, she felt she had full understanding of what was happening in real time. Her orders could be more precise, more tuned to the situation. She had seen the rigor-crewed ships' erratic and ineffective maneuvers, but she also noticed that in evading them, the pirates had put themselves in position for her ships to attack. She concentrated on that, moving ships with the best micro-jumping accuracy into position for attack and back out. At first, the enemy ships didn't realize what was happening, but after the first three blew, the others ignored the easy prey and returned more effective fire. Kai had positioned Vanguard between Tebedos Yards and the jump point she expected the invaders to use for their escape, well outside the expanding danger zone. But most of her other ships were in the thick of it, shields flaring as debris or weapons intercepted their course. Moray's defenders, unused to her style of fighting and unsure of her commands, were slower to respond. Two more of them died as she watched. This time, Turek's force did not stick to the familiar X-attack pattern they had used before. Kai struggled to analyze the difference. Douglas and Yamini had located a copy of Bane's Practical Tactics for Regional Conflicts, and Kai had loaded it in her implant, but had not come up with a good way to classify the variations. If Turek was using only that one book, and yes, there it was, finally. Baines didn't list the ideal countering moves, but logically, she moved five of her ships, and sure enough, they were able to blow another of Turek's with only minor damage to one of hers. Still, the attackers stayed in formation and continued to fire on Kai's forces, though they were retreating slowly away from Tebedos Yards and Moray's main planet. And a third of them formed a protective shield around the eight uncrewed ships they were controlling.
Keep after them, if you can get something through to take out those warships.
But so far, the new ships' shields had held, and their guardians kept her ships far enough away that no close straight shot was possible. Three enemy icons moved against the flow. As in the battle at the box top Ansible, Kai noticed the aberrant movement even before the computer analysis pointed it out.
27. That's their commander and his escort.
They read like bassinet ships, but their IDs aren't the same as at Boxtop. They've changed ship chips again.
That's not the point. That's Turek heading for safety. He made it at Boxtop. I'm not gonna let it happen again.
Everyone's engaged.
Kai could see that. Only the little group of three turned from the area of battle to move directly toward the jump point.
They think they won't be noticed.
Well, they really need those ships and are hoping to distract us.
They're covering Turek's escape, and we're the only ones with a vector on him.
You can't go after him alone. Remember your structural damage.
We're the only ones with a chance, and we still need to knock out those other warships if we can.
The displays made that clear.
Captain Pratang, we have a chance to stop Turek before he makes it to jump. We need to be in range for a max power beam. If we can paint him for 10 seconds, that should do it. Looks like we have a clear place to microjump.
Yes, ma'am.
Quickly, Kai told the unit commanders that Vanguard would be in pursuit of Turek, but to continue with their engagements.
We can come help!
The last thing Kai needed was Teddy Ransom's lightly armed little ship getting in the way.
Stay where you are. Everyone needs your observations.
On the scan, Teddy's ship had already begun moving on an intersecting course.
My stuff's too light-like to be of use now. I can help you!
The idiot. The loose cannon. Other labels raced through Kai's mind, but she ignored them. If he got between her and her target, that would be his problem.
Stay out of range and out of my line of fire.
Yes, ma'am.
Q chose an initial micro-jump to bring Vanguard a half hour closer to Turek's ship, then boosted within system drive. Minute by minute, Vanguard closed in. Kai watched the range diminish.
Target in range. Forward batteries.
The missiles were away, but Kai wondered if that would be enough. They were close enough now for the beam. Hugh would have to drop the forward shields for a sustained burn, but Turek was fleeing. He'd offered no attack. There'd been nothing on scan from his escorts either. No sign of live munitions being dropped.
Beam?
Go ahead, but watch the temperature on those mounts. Let's not tear our own ship apart.
Yes, ma'am.
Kai watched on her readouts as the beam stabbed out, pinned Turek's ship, sparkling and then steadying on its shields. She began counting seconds. Surely Turek's shields would have to fail soon. Was that a flare? But the beam readout surged upward suddenly. Hugh might have missed it. Hugh! The canopy blanked, locking Kai into the command chair. Her head snapped back, smacking into the back of the chair hard enough to stun her. Her body tugged against the restraints as the CCC's gravity compensators took over from Vanguard's. She felt the shove of acceleration again, and then again, before the gravity compensators caught up. And something else hit her head, and she felt nothing for a time. As she blinked, dazed and unsure what had happened, her HUD showed miniatures of the screens and the rest of the CCC, half of them blank after a flare of white. Red warning lights flashed on and off.
Helm! Lee? Hugh?
Kai toggled to Ansible with a moment's satisfaction at having insisted that she have one, checked that she was on their most secure channel.
Vanguard! Vada here, report!
Admiral Vada, you're alive!
Kai didn't recognize the voice, but her implant parsed it as Tree Bear's Captain Mosco.
How many others are with you?
If they thought whatever had happened might have killed her, the ship must have been holed.
I don't know. I get no answer from the bridge.
Vanguard Blue.
That was Pettigrew's voice, and Bassoon's icon, familiar.
You were using the beam, and we think they'd left a mind burst the beam triggered.
She remembered now, seeing the readout for the beam climbing into the danger zone. She'd been about to tell Hugh to shut it off, but Turek's ship had been so close.
We'll send someone, now that we know which chunk of debris you are. How's your life support?
I'm fine. Chunk of debris. So, did anyone else survive? Did I kill all my friends? My chair canopy's blanked, but I should have up to 20 hours. What about others?
We've got some suit beacons. No contact so far, though.
Kai touched the control that should have opened her chair canopy if life support in the CCC had held. The canopy did not move. Neither, she found, did the chair rotate on its base as it should. She could feel the faint vibration of the servo motors, but no movement occurred.
Can I clear the canopy?
She found that control. The canopy cleared more slowly than usual and showed her the wreckage beyond, lit by the chair's own emergency lights. Something had come through the armored bulkhead, the supposedly impregnable armored bulkhead, and severed one of the other chairs at what had been its occupant's waist. Whatever it was, a jagged piece of something she could not identify, protruded from the bulkhead beyond. Another chair, its canopy closed and opaqued, tilted crazily to one side. Only one was upright, sealed. A suit of space armor, off to the left, moved slightly, like a weird insect found under a log.
Situation?
But even as she asked, several of the displays came back on.
Wait, I'm getting data. I'm seeing enemy icons about 2 light hours outbound. Is that right? And all our other ships are undamaged?
Right, Admiral. Vanguard's the only one with significant damage.
What do our scouts report?
Clean sweep. No enemy chatter for the past hour.
Kai could not believe she'd been out of contact for an hour. She must have blacked out and not known it.
No gravitational anomalies that might be stealthed observers.
Then we need to pick up survivors, but be alert for a sudden return. If they realize they've blown Vanguard, they might jump back in.
Moray Defense is working on that, ma'am. They've sent crews to their remote installations, though it'll be days yet. We need to get you to one of the stations first.
Kai stared at the monitors, forcing herself to think only of the situation outside.
No! I'm fine. Pick up any suit beacons first. Did they get any of the new ships?
Yes, 9 of them. What we're hearing from Moray is that agents had sabotaged the ships, allowing the enemy to gain control. All those crewed by riggers were lost. That happened before you were hit.
9. That's not so many, except that they're new. Weapons mounted?
Weapons aboard, not all mounted. Not fully loaded out, though.
Kai thought again, then made her dispositions. Cascadian contingent here to do this, in case of trouble. Slaughter Key contingent there, ditto. Ransom to transport someone to do Ansible repair if Moray didn't have the resources.
Ransom's gone, ma'am.
Gone? Killed?
No, ma'am. Right after Vanguard blew, he torched up and went in pursuit of the enemy ships. Didn't answer hails or anything. Went into FTL about the same time they did. 0.01 seconds after they did. Moray Defense was asking if I thought he'd been a conspirator.
No, he's being a romantic. If Kai could have laughed at anything, she'd have laughed at this idiocy. One little ship chasing after Turek's entire fleet.
What about Baskerville?
He followed Ransom. Two loose cannons.
Pettigrew had never liked Ransom. Pitt was looking at her now, and tapping her helmet cover.
Excuse me. People are waking up. I'll give you a report later.
Admiral's aboard. Bassoon's headed in.
Kai looked around. The Bissonette ship, much smaller than Vanguard, nonetheless had a pure military feel that Vanguard had never quite achieved. It had its own tiny CCC off the bridge, hardly more than a closet, but packed with electronic gear. The crew saluted her and Pettigrew smartly. Nothing looked at all merchant-like. She felt shaky, which annoyed her. She had a blinding headache and ached in every muscle. The medics in Bassoon's tiny sick bay insisted on putting her down for a few hours while they checked her over.
No bones broken, no internal bleeding. But Admiral, we strongly advise you to take it easy, and you definitely need to be checked out in a real medical center when we get back to a station.
Kai was not about to lie in bed while other people's bodies, her crew's bodies, her friends' bodies, were scattered in a debris field and could not even be gathered for decent disposal and memorial. She struggled off the exam table and started dressing.
I will be fine. I need to speak to the captain.
A few minutes later, she was in Pettigrew's office.
I know the system Ansible's still down, but it occurred to me that if Turek saw my ship blow, he might think I was dead. And that might be good for us. So please inform the other ships that no one is to mention my being alive on any transmission outside this system. I'll tell the Moray government as well.
In the three standard days it took to reach Tebedos Yard Station, Kai learned more about Pettigrew and his crew than she had in the long months before. He was married and had three children, if they were still alive back on Bissonette. Over half his crew were from the same district, Valrhona Hills, and most were also married. Kai asked how he was dealing with the possibility that his crew's families, as well as his own, were dead or under control of the enemy.
We try not to think about it. We know you lost your whole family, and you're staying focused on the task at hand. If you... Pardon the implication that you might be expected to be less able, but you are younger. If you can get past that, we can. We must. Our family's only hope is our victory, our return to free them, if they are alive.
If we knew his total force, we could guess if he'll have to pull people off Bissonette to take Nexus.
If he takes every ship there, destroys the shuttles and the Ansible, the downside population won't be able to do anything. All the shipyards are up in space. He could pull his occupying force, if he left one, and it wouldn't help.